It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. Thank you for tuning in to this Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock version of Fairbanks Foodies. On this show, we look at menus you can try, restaurants to go to, meals you can prepare, recipes that you just live for, everything that's with food, fun, and friends, we discuss here on Fairbanks Foodies. Today, our last show before Christmas. So basically, you have from 1:30 this afternoon when this show ends till, I would say, Sunday, about 5 o'clock, Christmas Eve, you better get your stuff together and figure out your meal, have a plan, and do it well. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to give you ideas. I have in the studio with me Melissa Burnett.
Yeah.
And she is dressed quite Christmassy, the Griswold family.
The Griswold family Christmas. Heck yeah, Christmas vacation, baby. Never seen the movie?
I've just never seen the sweater.
It's my favorite Christmas sweater.
Really?
It is. I love it.
I wear my Christmas ties.
I like it because it's got the station wagon with the Christmas tree on top of it.
So what are you looking at doing for Christmas food?
Yeah. Oh, man. We've got a lot of stuff planned. So I'm making two hams, first off. Yes, two honey glazed hams. And I don't buy the pre-made hams. I buy the ones that you got to make.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. And I use cloves.
That's why you're on the show.
Here's the thing. My recipe for my ham might be a little unconventional compared to others. I call it a honey ham, but it's not really got any honey on it. What it is I take my hams, mm-hmm. and they both go into their own containers. And then I use a can of Coke, cloves, pineapple juice, a little bit of cherry juice, and then, of course, your pineapples and your cherries.
So you use your Coke as a solvent, basically,
yes,
to soften it up.
Yep.
And your clove gives that, you know, there's no other hint like clove.
No, exactly.
And then your pineapple,
yeah,
your sweet.
Yes.
With your acid, too.
Yes, exactly. And then the cherry just gives it a little pop.
Flavor.
Yeah, just a little pop, just a little bit, you know.
Your kids like it.
Yes, exactly. And it ends up delicious. And what it creates is really, truly, this glaze kind of comes out like a honey. And it's really delicious. And it coats it very well. And it just, it's so good. It's my favorite to do. And I only do it during Christmas and Thanksgiving, usually.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't do Thanksgiving this year because we were all traveling for hockey. So this will be the first family meal of the year, and so I'm really excited to do that. And then I do my mashed potatoes, and
let's go back to your ham. Let's
okay.
go back to your ham. How big is your ham?
One is 11 pounds and the other is 9 pounds, so got about 20 pounds of ham.
And do you cook them, stagger them, or do you put them both in at the same time and have two different levels of
I do them at the same time.
Okay.
And I do it at a low heat, so about 275 is what I have it at.
Low and slow,
yep. Covered in aluminum foil for the good 3/4 of the time that it's cooking.
What's your time frame?
I do about 4 hours. Four to six hours is usually where I'm at, very low and slow.
You put a temperature thermometer in there?
I don't. I look at it. I go by look. I know what it looks like. I know when it's done.
Yeah,
so
with a steak, I'm the same way. I don't have to use a temperature thermometer.
And if people do, that's great.
Yeah.
On turkeys, absolutely. But my ham, I do that by sight.
Yeah.
So
how have you been doing this?
This will probably be my 20th year doing this ham every year. Yeah.
So when you're getting your solvent together, you put it all in one, or do different coats on it?
You do different coats. So I start with the Coke.
Okay.
And the Coke goes on first. And I do half the can. So I coat it in half the can.
So you get to drink the other half the can.
No, I put the other half back on it. I save it.
You're about chicken, you know?
Yeah, nope. I save it. So I do half of the can of Coke, and then I do the pineapple juice. And then I will take the rest of the can of Coke, and I pour it in a cup. And then once I shove my cloves, I take the cloves, and I put them in between each layer. So, you know, I've got, I cut little slices in there, and I stick the cloves in. And then I also poke cloves all over the outside. And then I take my turkey baster with the rest of the Coke, and I slowly, over the top, get it where the cloves are so that it's kind of, it goes in and it seeps in. And then I do another round with the pineapple juice. Then I do the cherry juice, and then I put the pineapples on top. And the cherries actually go on last, and they go on towards the end. I don't cook the cherries the whole time. So that's kind of how that works out. And it's delicious.
Fairbanks, I hope you're getting this.
Yes.
And I mean, this.
You'd be surprised what that can of Coke can do.
Yeah.
You know, it's everybody has their own thing, but the can of Coke, the pineapple juice, and the maraschino cherry juice.
I've made many a barbecue sauce with a can of Coke or a can of Dr. Pepper, depending on what you want to do.
Dr. Pepper's good too. Dr. Pepper makes a good solvent for the ham as well.
Yeah.
I prefer the Coke, but the Dr. Pepper gives it a nice sweet flavor as well.
Fairbanks, remember, you can go to Audio Archives, KFAR Radio, Audio Archives, and look this up. This will be December 22nd?
22nd, yeah.
Christmas show. So that's looking
go check it out.
That's where you're going to find Melissa's recipe for ham. This isn't honey glaze.
No. This is I just call it that because it's a glazed.
How
it's
many
a glazed
are
ham.
Coming over?
So
are you taking it?
Let's see. So we're going to my sister-in-law's house. There are three of them, five of us, my father-in-law, so about 11 or 12 of us, all the kids, and we do this every year. It's our one Christmas family get-together. We're all separated, doing hockey and things.
Do you walk in with boxing gloves or brass knuckles?
It's needed sometimes, especially when the father-in-law's involved.
Yeah, well, I grew up with him.
Yeah, when Bob's involved.
And I know you.
Yeah, exactly. Bob and I.
We're ready to rumble.
Exactly. Bob and I, we go rounds. It can be comical.
You don't charge, your family's fortunate because you can't charge them for the entertainment.
No, you can't charge them for the entertainment, and it's amazing, and it ends up being a great time. It really does.
You know, every Christmas and Thanksgiving, we were with the Rebar family, Dr. Rebar, every kid in Fairbanks, either him or Dr. Dunlap, or Dr. Lundquist, and my mom was a nurse, so the second half of dinner was Dr. Nurse.
Gotta love it.
So tell us about your mashed potatoes.
Yep, so I don't go with the box crap. It gotta be real. So I use russets. Peeled potatoes. And I boil them for about 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you would normally do, mash them up. I don't like clumps in my potatoes, so I mash them real good.
Yeah.
And then I use a mixture of sour cream, butter, cream cheese, and garlic. And that is my mix.
Sour cream. A little bit thicker.
I go a little bit thicker with it.
Salt, pepper in there?
Yes, salt, pepper, and garlic salt. I don't use much salt because the garlic salt kind of takes the place of that.
Yeah.
But with the cream cheese, you got to go light because with the sour cream, you can get too thick. So I just use, I take a little 8-ounce block of cream cheese, and I actually cut that, and I just take two small squares, and that goes in. So just two small squares off of that. So that'd be I'd say a quarter of an 8-ounce block of cream cheese. I just use the quarter end of it. And that goes in, and then I use a whole 8-ounce small container of sour cream and put that in, mix it in with a little bit of butter and the salt and pepper and then garlic salt. And those are my mashed potatoes. And I get requested to bring these every single year. And they hold well with gravy, so you can make that nice little gravy bowl inside your mashed potatoes for it to sit in very nicely, and it's delicious.
Real duh.
Then of course I do usually a turkey gravy. This year I'm gonna do a pork gravy since we're doing ham.
Pork gravy.
Yes,
we'll pork do it. Gravy. Oh, please describe.
So I use the drippings in the pan with the with my mixture of the Coke and pineapple juice and stuff.
And you use your pork sausage.
Yep, and pork sauce. Yes, and then make a little bit of a roux. I use some flour, make a little bit of a roux in there, and then I make a really nice gravy with some cream, and it's delicious, and everybody loves it again.
You know, you usually get pork by the pound. So that makes a lot of gravy.
I cut it up. I use the rest for, like, I usually do, like, a Christmas breakfast.
Yeah, there you go.
So I'll save just a little portion of the sausage from my breakfast.
Yeah.
And keep that in the fridge and then make that later with the gravy.
Are you teaching any of your kids these recipes?
Yes. My son Alex actually loves to cook. And so, and my daughter as well, they always come into the kitchen and help me. We were actually doing chocolate covered pretzels last night and making chocolate chip cookies, which they help on too. Pretty much, I'm just telling them what to do. It's amazing.
They're learning early.
Yeah, they're learning early. Hey, got to take care of those families when they get older, right?
You know, I never did any cooking in the kitchen with my parents or my dad or my mom.
I didn't either. I had Betty Crocker.
Yeah.
I had a Betty Crocker. That's what I had.
Yeah, and, you know, I had cereal and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or a bologna sandwich. And that was the extent of it.
That's the way it is. You know, we had pancakes. We had a lot of pancakes growing up. So I got friendly with the Betty Crocker and taught myself.
Yeah, whenever we went duck hunting, then my mom would make us breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, eggs and bacon and everything. But other than that, you know, you're on your own.
What's crazy is my dad was a sous chef.
Ooh.
So, you know, my dad, oh man, my dad could cook, but we did not get to help him because dad was a perfectionist and it had to be his way. And it went down so far as that we didn't cut the onions right. You know, my dad got those fingers tucked back and he cuts it like one of those, you know, those Japanese chefs that are just chop, 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 chop. That's what my dad did. It was, he was phenomenal.
What I'm going to be doing, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to be making a couple of charcuterie boards.
Oh, yeah.
And every year, you know, since I became mayor, at Thanksgiving and Christmas, I bring food over to dispatch because they're, you know, necessary personnel. They don't get the day off.
Yeah, no, they have to work.
Yeah, and so, you know, I want them to have something very nice. So, Thanksgiving, you have your turkey and stuff like that. And this year, I went different with them. I went on very nice... prime rib.
Oh, nice.
You know, and the way I cooked the prime rib, I took it really easy. I slathered it with butter. It was three bones, so I slathered it with butter, and I put herbs de Provence all over it.
Oh.
And then some fresh cracked sea salt all over. I mean, just
yeah.
And I did it the easy way. I threw it in there at 500 degrees for 30 minutes, and I shut off the oven, and I came back 2 hours later, and it was perfect. It was moist.
Nice.
It was flavorful. Perfection. What I usually enjoy doing, though, I like getting into it. You know, I put a nice rub on it of different spices. You know, your garlic salt, your granulated garlic, things like that. But, you know, also steak melt, and I enjoy doing that. And what I do is I take it and I will get, and I'll put it in a big pot, you know, so I can turn on the oven.
Mm-hmm.
But in the pot, I put in water and a bottle of wine. Then I tent it in aluminum foil so it cooks, it bakes, and it also... you have that moisture cooking into it.
Yeah.
And this is what I'll put in the temperature thermometer, because I pull it out at about 128, maybe 125 to 128, because when you pull it out, it's going to rise another five degrees. And depending on how, you know, so I start out at 500 degrees, then I bring it down to 200 degrees. I have it at 500 degrees, and this is a big one. It's like a 7 to 8 to 10 pounder, you know, you're for a lot of people. And... it just comes out like butter.
Oh.
But it's a big prep. I mean, it's a lot of prep.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's the easy, which is the cheating with the butter. And then there's this one, which is the easy, which is the harder prep, but it still comes out very well. And Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what goes on at charcuterie board. We'll be back after these messages.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for gluten-free Thursdays, complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand. So you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley, Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door, opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks in the studio here on this beautiful Christmas weekend, Saturday afternoon, with Melissa Burnett. Now, Melissa, what's your favorite Christmas music?
Oh, I like it all, as long as it's not Mariah Carey.
Oh, I thought it was Led Zeppelin, Black Dog.
Yeah, you know, it can be. Can be a new favorite.
Yeah.
Did you like that yesterday?
It's always a dedication to me.
Always, every single time.
In the morning.
Because you don't like it.
Led Zeppelin in the morning. You know, that's an afternoon and evening band.
Oh, heck no. I was rocking on some Black Dog. I loved it. It was great.
So what are your radio stations down here, besides being my boss at KFAR?
Yeah, so not only do we have KFAR here, we've also got 96.9, which is my station.
The River. Yep,
the River.
That's what I listen to.
We have K-Wolf 98.1, which is top 40 poppy stuff. Mm-hmm. Then we have Wild 94.3, which is country. We also have Chet 93.5 FM, which is also country, but it's more of your classic country. Everything up to about 2000-ish. So you'll find a lot of your Toby Keith and Trace Adkins, your Johnny Cash's, Hank Williams Jr., things like that. And then we have Ted 103.9, which is whatever. Ted is amazing. He's also right now currently playing we call it Tedmas. And so it's all Christmas all the time until Tuesday morning. And then we have ESPN, which is sports. And what else am I missing? Oh, X-Rock 95.9, which is the whatever rock. So it's, we're competing.
That's Glenner's World.
That's Glenner's World. We're competing rock stations is what we are.
Well, I'm a River fan.
Yeah. I like the River too. I tell Glenn all the time, he's actually a classic rock fan. I'm like, you know, if you ever wanted to tread in the classic rock world, we could change things up. Nope, that's his baby. That's my baby.
You know, going back to the charcuterie board, I was thinking of it with the people over at the station.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to have people come and people go, change shifts at different times. I thought, when you cook something, it has a finite amount of time where it's tastes great.
Yeah, a charcuterie board?
Yeah.
It tastes great all day long.
So I was thinking about that, and so that's what I'm going to be creating. And then me being me, sometimes I get myself in trouble.
I'm sure you do.
And so I was over at the Elks. I'm a member of the Elks. And so I'm talking to Ryan there. We decided, that they should open up on Christmas. And we should bring in charcuterie boards for people, you know, who,
yeah.
Hey, you know, your kids are done for the day and you want something to do and
yeah.
just want to spend time with members down there or whatever.
Oh, that's cool.
And so that's how it started.
So now you're making like three times the charcuterie boards.
No, now I'm in competition with Ryan about charcuterie boards.
You know, there you go.
He's professional.
Yeah, he's a professional charcuterist.
If I'm going to go in, I'm going to go in big. If I get smacked down, it's going to be by the pro. But it's just a lot of fun, you know.
Yeah.
What you can put on a charcuterie board?
Everything.
Yeah.
Literally.
There's no limits.
No, not at all.
And so, me being me.
Yeah.
Of course I have smoked steak.
Oh, yes, of course.
I mean, smoked New York steak, you know, that I use.
Yeah.
And then also some of your favorite pasta sauce.
Nice.
It's going to go in there with some nice, you know, homemade French bread. And
yeah.
Just those other things that you don't see on a charcuterie board.
Right.
A little bit of American barbecue, a little bit of Italian stallion of sauce.
Nice.
Because of all the different meats, those meats are usually based around Italian.
Right.
You know, salami, pepperoni.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah, pastrami. Cheeses. You got the, yeah.
You know, I got three or four different cheeses. You know, I got a little bowl for little candies, you know, so if I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down giving it my best.
In a blaze of glory.
In a blaze of glory.
There you go.
You know, about three different types of crackers, you know, put
yeah.
them on. You know, some jams, you know, just, it's a big board.
You know what? Charcuterie boards are probably my favorite. It's a mix of everything and, you know, people can be picky. So if you
yeah.
don't like something, you got something else there.
Yeah.
That's a good choice.
What, you know, your personality and then things that are not in your personality
yeah.
for other people.
Yep.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law will be making a nice little charcuterie board. She usually does every holiday
season.
There is
no such thing as a nice little.
Yeah. No, it's not little. I should say this thing. It's so big, it actually takes like three boards.
Yeah. Well, you're cooking, you know, for about 10 or 11
yeah.
people.
Yep. Yeah. And my kids will devour it. It's a race to the table to get to the charcuterie board first because, like, the kids will just take everything. The deviled eggs, they'll eat all those, too. It's like, get to the charcuterie board, get to the deviled eggs, or there's none left.
Wow.
Yeah, my kids, man, they love it.
So for me, it's all going to be about the board presentation.
Yeah, right.
You know, how do you present it? And I've got some ideas.
You got some roses on there? You got some...
No, it's going to be food. It's not going to be, you know...
Meat roses with your smoked steak.
Don't take my ideas and put them out there. You're a horrible person.
I'm a horrible person.
You know, how you, you know...
I would make the meat roses.
Yeah, I would. So I'm giving her the twist.
Yeah. We're twisting on the counter.
Yeah. Or I was thinking about rolling them up and doing long.
Oh, okay.
In a line, you know.
Yeah.
No one does the twist.
No, yeah, roll them up and put them in a line, yeah.
Logs across the board.
I like that.
Directions, yeah.
You can make some nice little designs with that and make
exactly.
it kind of like symmetry.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's I like
the
it.
Wave.
Yeah, I like it. Good
yeah.
idea.
Fairbanks, you're getting my best. You're getting my ideas.
What they're missing is all the things that we're doing with our hands.
Yeah.
You know, where we're making the signs and we're...
Our listeners are pretty astute. They can figure it out. Anyway, so where do you like going shopping for food?
Honestly, so I hit up a couple different spots. First off, big shout out to Tommy G's Meat and Sausage.
Yeah.
Had to go there. I got my blueberry summer sausage from there. Also got the pepper jack cheese one for the charcuterie board for my sister-in-law. So big shout out there. That's also where... So two of my kids are type 1 diabetics. And mm-hmm. so I, instead of candy in their stockings, they get a lot of jerky. All came from there.
Yeah, wow.
All of it. So that's where one stop. And then I go to Fred Meyer. I like Fred Meyer's choices for things. And then Costco. Costco is also a good spot. I get like my little meats that I wasn't able to find at Tommy's. I'll get from Costco because they've got real nice packages of it. They got real nice sliced cheeses there. But the majority, like my meats, all my potatoes, it pretty much comes from Fred Meyer. They got a good selection of stuff usually, especially if you get it early.
Yeah, Tommy G's is nice, but it's interesting the good quality that we have, you know, between Costco.
Yeah.
And Fred Meyer's on
yes.
your meats.
They do a good job.
And your seafoods.
Yeah.
I mean, it's well, very good.
And a big shout out to the guys behind the counter there
yeah.
at Fred Meyer, too. I mean,
yeah.
you know, if something's...
They're great.
They're absolutely amazing. They're very attentive.
Yeah.
And they know their stuff as well.
They'll do something for you.
They will. They absolutely will. So, yeah, I really like Fred Meyer.
What I like to do is going into Fred Meyer's and having them make up, you know, like a 5 or 10 pound amount of hamburger for me.
Yeah.
This summer, when I have about 10 people over, and I go 30% ribeye, 30% chuck, and then 40% tri-tip.
Oh, yum.
It's
nice steak burger.
And it's all together.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, man, you know, so with the ribeye, you get that fat in there.
Yeah.
The chuck, you know, you get the stoutness of it. And the tri-tip gives you a very distinct taste. So you have a sirloin, you have the chuck, the tri-tip with sirloin, and then you have the mother of them all. You have the ribeye.
I like it. Yeah, I like it.
You do that maybe once a summer. You know?
Yeah, right.
But
when delicious.
You do it.
Yes, it's delicious.
And Fred Meyer's will do that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're really great back there.
What sort of beverages are you going to have?
Oh, we'll probably have a mix of everything. Usually we...
You know, at our last Christmas party, what were you sucking on?
White Russians.
And what was I doing?
Playing chess.
There's a difference.
You and I are very different.
Yeah, we're on the air together.
There you go.
I like being boring at times. I really do.
And I enjoy White Russians at times. That'll probably be my drink of choice.
What's on your menu this time? White Russians?
White Russians, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love some White Russians, so that'll be what I have for the holiday. The kids will have some cider and juices and whatever. But yeah, I'll be having some White Russians.
Cream or whole milk?
Cream.
Oh,
I prefer the cream. Yeah, I prefer the cream.
What type of vodka?
I'm a Stoli fan. I like Stoli vodka more than any, but Tito's is also good. I do Stoli or Tito's. I go either way. So I don't think you can really go wrong with vodka as long as it's not too cheap. I don't like house vodkas, but anything in the level of Stoli. I don't like Absolute's a little sweet.
Yeah.
I don't like the sweeter vodkas.
Well,
so
you know your vodkas.
Yes, I do. Yes.
My knowledge is it comes in a bottle.
Some can be too sweet. It depends on how many times it was distilled.
Yeah.
My
vodka comes from the Fairbanks Distillery.
Yeah,
actually.
That's good vodka. Yeah, they do a great job over there. And when I, the problem is my schedule and their schedule does not usually combine very well.
No, it does not. You're done by 3 and you're here at 6.
Yes, so.
And you're opening at 5.
Yep, it's a little mixed match there. But, you know, anything that's been more than 4 or 5 times distilled is usually a good vodka. Takes the sweetness out of it.
You know, it's... For me, you know, I'm sort of mixed on an adult beverage on Christmas. You know, maybe a mimosa in the morning.
Yeah.
Something like that. You know, champagne.
Delicious.
Champagne and orange juice. Maybe in the afternoon at the evening meal, a nice bottle of red wine. A good bottle of red wine. With everything you have at Christmas, like what you described, ham, mashed potatoes, a good red wine or a blush would go with ham. So it all depends on what you like. There's no wrong answer.
There is no wrong answer. Yeah. It just depends on your flavor.
Exactly.
Yep.
You know, this wasn't thinking White Russians.
Yeah.
But you know,
it's
a holiday.
It's a holiday, and, you know, it's one of my favorites. So.
Okay. We got about a minute and a half left. If you were going to go get a meal on Christmas, where would it be?
Ooh.
What restaurant?
That's a hard one because I don't know what's open right now.
No, not saying it's open.
Oh, if I could go get a meal on Christmas, where would it be?
Yeah.
Oh, it would be... That's a good question. I'd say the Cracker Barrel, if we had a Cracker Barrel, because, man, do they have a good Christmas meal.
Ah.
Yes, I miss the Cracker Barrel.
What I'd do is I'd go out to the Greens restaurant and just order stuff from their appetizers.
Oh, there you go. The Greens is good.
Yeah, just
I'm thinking out of the box.
I'm thinking the appetizer menu. That way I can have a lot of good stuff.
They have a good appetizer menu. That's for dang sure.
Melissa, that's our show. Thank you very much for being in here. Thank you for sharing your...
Of course.
...ham...
Yes.
...secrets. And Fairbanks, again, we're at kfarradio.com. Go to Audio Archives, Fairbanks Foodies, the December 22nd Christmas show, and that's where you'll find it. You have a great Christmas, and we will see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.